Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Amen. Psalm 92, verse 1, say it is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. If we look back, we can see from January 1st on to this very day, the first Sunday in the month of December, God is about to be praised. Can we lift up our hands to the Lord and begin to appreciate God and give thanks to the Lord? Father, we appreciate you. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we exalt you. God, we adore you. God, we bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. If it had not been the Lord was on our side, what shall we be saying today? Lord, you have been with us from beginning to this point. You will never leave us or forsake us. We bless your name, Lord. We give you all the glory and the honor. We appreciate you, God. You have been faithful day by day. You have been merciful minute by minute. Lord, we have come this far by your grace. By your mercy, we are not consumed. You've been so faithful. You've been so committed to taking care of us. Lord, we have come this far by your mercy. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Thank you for amazing things you have done in the course of this year. Thank you for your goodness unto us at all times. Thank you for showing us compassion all through this year. Lord, we appreciate you for mighty testimonies that you have established in our lives in our midst this year. Lord, we give you grace for abundant grace. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Thank you, God. We exalt you. We lift your name on high. We worship you, Jesus. Hallowed be thy name, O God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, that you gave us, O God, the mouth, O God, to give thanks. We are grateful in the name of Jesus. You gave us joy. We bless your name, Lord. Be glorified forever in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. And amen in Jesus' name. I want us to take a few prayers as we continue into this service today. Psalm 89 verse 28 talks about the mercy of David. The mercy that God granted unto David. He said, my mercy shall be with you forever. It is the mercy that changes situation. It is mercy that triumphs over any lapses or misbehavior. It is mercy that speaks and delivers results, not by the effort of any man. David has done some things that ordinarily some people have done it and they were struck for it. But the mercy kept him. I want us to lift up our hands to the Lord. Oh God, arise. The mercy my life requires to establish a change in my life today. Lord, release unto me in this service. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, release your mercy upon us in this service. We receive mercy. Mercy. That mercy that triumphs over every judgment. That mercy of yours that silences every accusation. That mercy that nullifies every condemnation. That mercy, O God, that brings deliverance and breakthroughs. That mercy that speaks, O God, that can never be silent. Let that mercy be released upon us in this meeting today. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. I want us to pray and decree. You will lift up your right hand to the Lord and say, I decree and I declare that my life be from today become prosperous. My land, I begin to yield abundantly in the name of Jesus. My land from this day, for the remaining part of this year, I decree and I declare, my life become prosperous in the name of Jesus. The prosperity I have never witnessed in my life before, in the remaining days of this year, I walk into prosperity. In the name of Jesus, my land yield bountifully, abundantly unto me. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, my land yield abundantly. In the name of Jesus, Psalm 30 verse 5 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Lift up your right hand to the Lord and decree. I decree that my night of weeping has ended now. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is a new dawn of joy and rejoicing for me from this day. In the name of Jesus Christ. My new dawn of joy and celebration open up by fire in the name of Jesus. By the word of the Lord, I decree that your night of weeping, your night of sorrow has ended now in the name of Jesus. I decree it has ended now in the name of Jesus. By the fire of the Holy Ghost and by the blood of Jesus, I open up a new dawn of joy and celebration in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Joy chapter 1 verse 11 and 12 declare about the blessings of the Lord. When joy withered, everything became cold. But the Lord God Almighty is the one that is able to replenish the joy of his children. I want to lift up your right hand to the Lord. command that everything that has made my joy to wither in the course of this year be reversed by fire in the name of Jesus. There is an unstoppable restoration for me from now in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that has caused your joy to wither, I decree a reversal for them by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus. Let there be a reversal in the name of Jesus. Whatever has before you in the course of this year that has made your joy to wither, I stand upon this altar of grace and I proclaim upon your life, there is a reversal of that situation in the name of Jesus. There is a reversal of that situation in the name of Jesus. I command and I decree that right now there is an unstoppable restoration for you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord shall restore your joy. The Lord will restore all that you have lost in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful God. You are here. I don't know how many of us fall into that category, but you are here. You know there is something that belongs to you. You are so convinced. You are looking at it, but you know that except by God, there is no way you can lay hold of it. Because the forces that surrounded it, you know you cannot. You cannot get it. But within the next 7 days, I stand under grace upon this exalted altar of God today, and I decree that which belongs to you, and you yourself know about it, and you know that surely by yourself you can never get it. But I decree today, by the power and the mercies of Jehovah, within the next 7 days, the angels of God will bring it to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree within the next 7 days, you will lay hold of all that belongs to you in the name of Jesus Christ. By angelic help, you are recovering your losses in the name of Jesus. The Lord is committing them back into your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. And your joy shall be full in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your hands to the Lord again. In the book of Esther chapter 9, from verse 20 to 22, Haman has perfected every plan to bring sorrow, destruction, pain upon the people of Jew. For by divine intervention of the Almighty God, in Esther chapter 9, maybe we'll read verse 22. Esther 9 verse 22. Esther 9 22. Let's read together. As the days wherein, Esther 9 22, wherein Jesus rested from their enemy, and the month, the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was torn unto them from sorrow to joy, that is your portion, from mourning into a good day, that is your portion, that they should make them a day, days of feasting and joy in the name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand to the Lord and decree for the remaining part of this year, O God, arise, turn my sorrow to joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Turn my mourning to dancing and celebration in the name of Jesus. Only you can do it. Do it for me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. We are looking at fullness of joy in this place today. And I want us to pray. If you can rise up on your feet, please rise up on your feet. And lift up your right hand to the Lord and decree, every killer of joy, operational in my life and destiny, oh God, arise, slaughter them today in the mighty name of Jesus. Before the end of this service, let the host of heaven go to the four corners of the earth. Every killer of joy, operational against me, every killer of joy, operational in my destiny, oh God, arise, send your sword after them, slaughter them and destroy them. Kill the killer of my joy in the name of Jesus. Destroy them completely in the name of Jesus. Let my joy be preserved. Let my joy be revived. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. In Isaiah 61 verse 7. Isaiah 61 verse 7. The Bible declares. It declares his blessing there. For the people of God. Isaiah 61 verse 7. He said, for your shame. Can we read together? For your shame, you shall have double. And for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. You shall rejoice in your portion for the rest of this year. Therefore, in your land, you shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be unto you all in the name of Jesus. By the Lord, by the word of the Lord, and by the integrity of Jehovah God that make this word released unto you today, I decree, everlasting joy shall be your portion from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Everlasting joy shall be your portion for the rest of this year in Jesus' name. Everything that brings fear and pain, the Lord God is turning them around. You will rejoice over them in the name of Jesus Christ. You will dance and celebrate in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 51 verse 11. Isaiah 51 verse 11. Isaiah 51 verse 11. Let's just take a declaration there. I declare that gladness and joy will overtake me and my family.
and sorrow and sighing shall flee from us in the remaining days of this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, joy and gladness will overtake me every day remaining in this year. In the name of Jesus, I go out in joy. I leap with peace in the name of Jesus Christ. I am led forth with peace in the name of Jesus. And I declare over your people, O God, that for the remaining part of this year, we shall go out in joy. We shall be led forth in peace in the name of Jesus. Joy and gladness will overtake every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. I want to lift up your right hand to the Lord and ask that deliverance that will make my joy to be full in the remaining days of this year. God, arise by your blood. Let it happen today in the name of Jesus. That deliverance, oh God, that these lives have been waiting for. That deliverance that will result in the fullness of joy in the life of individual person here today. Lord, let that deliverance take place now by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Let there be deliverance in the name of Jesus. Let your deliverance take place now in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord release you from every chain in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord bring you out of every prison in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord arise and deliver you in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens of your breakthrough be open now. Your joy shall be full in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. And amen in Jesus' name. You can have your seat. You can have your seat. I give glory to God for the privilege that God has given to bring the word of God to his children here today. And I believe that both the speaker and the hearer, the Almighty God, will bless every one of us in Jesus' name. I also appreciate the privilege given to me by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Abel Aribike, to bring the word even to this great assembly of God. And I pray that grace of God be multiplied unto our daddy in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless every one of us in Jesus' name. Talking about joy, dictionary simply defines joy as great excitement, great pleasure, feeling of pleasure and happiness. Feeling of pleasure and happiness. And we need to understand that joy is first of all spiritual. And I want to quickly go through a few things to understand the spirituality of joy. Joy is spiritual. Joy is spiritual. The aspect of joy that is spiritual is the one that is permanent. Is the one that is constant. That is the one that keeps you and I going, no matter what comes our way. That is the joy that does not depend on any physical things. The joy of the Lord. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. Galatians 5 22 make us to understand that the fruit of the Spirit are these. And he mentioned it. Joy is part of it. He said, for the fruit of the Spirit is, you know, love. And you can take note of it, that joy is part of the fruit of the Spirit. Then, if it is the fruit of the Spirit, then who produces it? It's the Spirit of God. The Spirit of Jesus in you and inside of me is the one that produces this joy in us. It is the one that produces this joy in us. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 make us to understand that the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord. If it is the joy of the Lord, who gives it? It's God. It doesn't come from any man, no matter how rich the man is. This joy, the spiritual component of joy we are talking about, comes from God himself. Because it is the joy of the Lord. That is how the Bible describes it. It is the joy of the Lord. The spiritual dimension of joy shows that it is the fruit of the Spirit, produced by the Spirit of God in us. It is released continually by the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of us. And that is why this joy is only found in the believers, in the children of the living God. It is found in those ones that have been saved by grace. That is the joy that we are talking about. It does not depend on any physical thing or things around us. It is purely internal to you and I. Purely internal to you and I. It doesn't matter what is happening around you. This joy supersedes every other joy that we can talk about here today. Habakkuk chapter 3 from verse 17 to 19. Habakkuk chapter 3 from verse 17 to 19. Habakkuk chapter 3 from verse 17 to 19. Although the fig tree shall not blossom. I want to read it with understanding. There are some things that will make your joy to spike. There are things that will make your joy to become full. Are we getting it? There are spikes of joy. But most times, those spikes doesn't last. But the one that lasts, which is fundamental, is the joy of the Lord. It's the joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. is the joy that comes from your knowledge that you are a child of God, heaven bound. That is the joy. So he's talking about some those things that make our joy to spike. But even if they are not there, listening to the word of God, he said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold. Remember the history of Job. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no egg in the stores. Can we continue? Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of salvation. In the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The Lord God is my strength. And he will make my feet like ants' feet. He will make me to walk upon my high places. The chief singer on my string instrument. You see, the joy of the Lord is an internal strength that you have. Everything that happens in the external can be subdued by the joy and the strength that comes from the joy inside. That joy internal, please don't joke with it. If you don't have it, please crave for it. Crave for it through genuine salvation. The Spirit of God releases continually in his children. That is why when we are jumping up and down and rejoicing and dancing before the Lord, it is not because we don't have issues. Are we together? But there's a joy that is internal to us that keeps us going, no matter what is happening all around us. Now, I said it is called the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord gives strength to subdue and overcome any external situation that may want to hinder or hamper our joy. The joy of the Lord. Can we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 to 9? Apostle Paul was giving a testimony of his life there. Sir, this is different from I have this. It doesn't have anything to do with what I have or what I do not have. This joy is completely spiritual. Only the children of God knows it. Only the children of God enjoy it. Only the children of God embrace it. He said, but we have this treasure in our hidden vessel. The Spirit of the living God, the joy of the Lord, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side. Talking about what is happening around us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Can we go? Persecuted, but not forsaken. Because there is something internal. There is something keeping us going. There is something reviving us moment by moment. There is something that is keeping us on our feet. The joy of the Lord. He said, cast down, but not destroy. Then, this is not physical. It is beyond the physical. The joy of the Lord. That is our strength. Now, being joyful is a command. And I want you to understand this very well. Being joyful is a command. And it's a requirement of God for his children. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 6. He said, rejoice evermore. It's a command. It's a command. Sir, are you telling me that God has said we should rejoice evermore? Does not know that in the world we'll face tribulation. Are we saying that God does not know that tribulation trials are not palatable to human? But he commands us. He said, rejoice evermore. Why should you rejoice? Even in the midst of your tribulation and trials. Why? Because you know your God. Why? Because you know how God has committed his integrity to the word he has given concerning you. Because you know that God cannot go back concerning his promises. Because you know the promises of God that they are yea and amen. Because you know that God has all things in excess and in abundance. Because you know the ability of your God. Because you know that God will never lie. Then, if you say rejoice, please rejoice. Tell your neighbor rejoice. Tell your neighbor rejoice. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. It's a command. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47 and 48. You see, if it is a command, then it must be obeyed. And that is why, sometimes it is lack of understanding for anyone to appear before God and be moody and be frowning. Hello? Do you know that even in the presence of king, I'm sure they learned this from the law. Even in the presence of the king, you are not permitted to appear anyhow before the king. You are appearing sad and appearing moody. Ask Nehemiah chapter 2 from verse 1 to 2. You will understand. It is a taboo for you to go before the king and be looking sad and moody. Are you the one bearing the difficulty of the nation? Or you think you are the only one that has problem in the whole world? No. You appear before God with joy and excitement. That is a requirement. Are we together? And if you don't do it, there is a punishment. There is a punishment. That is Deuteronomy. Are we there? I mean, Deuteronomy 28, 47 and 48. He said, because you did not serve the Lord God joyfully and gladly in the time of your prosperity. You know what God did for them? Verse 48. Therefore, in hunger and thirst, in nakedness and their poverty, you will serve the enemies. So, serving God must be with joy. If they are cajoling you before you can serve God, or you are frowning because you are serving God, you don't have understanding. You don't have understanding. You must serve God with excitement, with joy. It's a privilege to serve the living God. It's a privilege to serve the living God. You must. It's a command. It's a requirement. With joy, we draw from the well of our salvation. It is not that after we draw, we now become joyful. No. With joy, you will come. That joy must be there. I told you it's the fundamental. Then we now approach the well of salvation and begin to draw. And whatever you choose and desire in your heart to draw in the presence of the Lord this morning, I decree you will receive them in the name of Jesus Christ. Those babies, you are drawing them this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Those miracles, you are drawing them in the name of Jesus Christ. The joy of the Lord fill every one of us up in the name of Jesus. We grow in the joy of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. We have shared so much from our childhood that it has lost its meaning in the life of many of us. You grow this joy. You grow this joy through the love of God. The love of God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. You grow it through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. That is how we grow it. That's how we nurture it. That's why we groom it. Through the grace of the living God upon our lives. Through the love of God that we have in our heart. Through the love that we have for God. The joy keep on brewing. Keep on blossoming in us. And through the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Remember, it's the fruit of the Spirit. So your fellowship with the Spirit of God will determine how much of that joy that you possess. But remember, I told you that you need that joy to overcome every external forces. The physical complement of this joy comes from things that happen around us. When you get your promotion, you are excited, the joy spikes, and you have the fullness of joy. But alas, you can't be getting promotion every day. You can't be getting promotion every day. That is why you need to take care of the fundamental joy that comes from the Spirit of the Living God. Because with that one, you can always lay hold of that promotion. Whatever you desire at every point in time, you can lay hold of it. Because there is strength that comes from the joy of the Lord. From within you. And I pray that that joy will fill every one of us here this morning in Jesus' name. Now, where is this joy that we are talking about? Psalm 16 verse 11. In the presence of the living God. In the presence of the Most High God. Psalm said, you know, Psalmist is a man that understands God. He understands God a lot. He said, I was glad when they asked me, let us go to the house of the Lord. In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. But before he even get to his presence, he was excited, he was glad. Even mere hearing that, let us go to his house, because he knows what awaits him there. Some of us are not excited to even come to the presence of God. It's as if the pastor should come and be begging you before you can come to the presence of God. In the presence of God, that is where this joy is present, in the house of the Lord. God is the one that gives the joy. Nehemiah 12:43, the Bible says he gave them great joy. God is the giver, and I decree that Lord will give great joy to everyone under the sound of my voice here this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. How do we obtain the fullness of joy? The formula is so simple. Ask and receive. Ask and receive. John chapter 16 verse 24. Maybe we just look at that verse very quickly. Let's look at that verse. John 16 verse 24. Now, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Which name? Jesus. That means there are times and conditions for your joy to be full. Our number one condition is that you must ask. But your asking too must follow the terms and conditions. You ask in whose name? You ask in Jesus' name. He says that you have not asked anything in my name. So asking must be in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He now commands and speak forth. He said, ask. That is the procedure. That is the requirement. Ask and ye shall receive that your joy may be full. Remember, asking is the starting point. The more you ask, the more you receive. The more you ask, the more you receive, the more your joy becomes, and your joy shall surely become full in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, by asking, by praying, by making your request known to God, that is how you take the journey to the fullness of joy. by asking, by presenting your request to God, by presenting your making your request known unto the Lord, you are navigating your journey to the fullness of joy. Are you the type that doesn't believe in prayers? Are you the type that gets tired about prayer? Then, you are not aiming at the fullness of joy, because it is so clear. Ask, and you will receive, until your joy becomes full. So if you don't start a journey, you cannot end it. Are we together? If you don't start a journey, you cannot end it. What you don't ask for, then don't even expect that you will receive it. But there are times and conditions, like I said, asking God, the Father, James chapter 1 verse 5, asking God, who are we asking? Is the Bible saying you should go and look for your brother that is rich and go and be asking? No. There is one that we must ask, and that's the Almighty God, the unlimited God, the everlasting God. The earth and the heaven belong to Him. You know, if any of you lack wisdom, I don't want to emphasize wisdom, because it's not only wisdom we lack here today, right? We lack so many things. But the scripture is saying, if anyone lack, fill in the gap, whatever you lack. What is he saying? He said, let him ask of God. Then it's so simple. Who are we asking? The Almighty God. Who are you to ask? The Almighty God. The Almighty God that giveth to all men liberally. How does he give? He giveth liberally, in abundance, in excess, in surplus, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. The Bible is, God is committed to it. He said, it shall be given him. When you ask, you shall receive. Ask of me, and I shall give you the nations. He said, call unto me, call upon me, and I will show you the deep and the secret things that you know nothing of. Now, by asking with the right motive, James chapter 4, verse 1 to 4, by asking with the right motive, there is a motive for your asking. If you ask with wrong motive, you may not receive it. You may not. He said, for whence comes war and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members. Lust, I want to be better than him. Yes, he wore white agbada last week. I want to wear black agbada this week. Are we not lusting? Are we not striving among ourselves? If that is all the basis of your asking, then you have missed it. I can say you are a joker. If you don't follow, if your motive is wrong, don't expect anything. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet you have not. Because what? Ye has not. Let's continue. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. If it's all about consuming it upon your lust, then you cannot have it. God knows your heart. You can't deceive him. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of this world is an enemy of God. Because everything about this world is about the lust. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life, and everything and everything. If it is all about consuming it about your lust, then God is not committed to answering that question. He's not committed to answering that prayers. Now, you need to ask in faith. Hello, you need to believe in the ability of God. The unlimited ability of God. The integrity of God that is committed to every word he speaks. He said he has magnified his word far above all his name. He commits the integrity of his name behind his words. And God is not a man that joke with his word. He's committed to every word he has spoken. Now, by believing in the unlimited ability of God, the all-sufficient God, by asking in faith, we all know, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 and Hebrews chapter 1 verse 6, your asking must be in faith. You must believe. You must have faith. You must believe. You must ask. You must have faith. James 1, 6 to 7. James 1, 6 to 7. James 1, 6 to 7. But let him ask in faith, not just asking. Do you know that many times, may God have mercy upon every one of us. Many times you pray, even what you pray for, by the time you step out of that place, you are forgetting what you pray for. Because your heart is not being committed to your prayer. And you want God to be committed to that one. Something that even you yourself don't even know what you are praying for. As you are asking in faith. He said, not wavering. Why? Because for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed thereabout. He said, let that man not think. Let that man not think that he can receive anything from God. You can't. You can't. You are busy wavering up and down. As you are praying, you are thinking about the person that will do it for you. So let that man not think that he can receive anything
from the Lord. Your asking must be in faith. Please trust God. He's trustworthy. Trust God. He's dependable. He's reliable. He can never come late. He knows how to do it. He knows how to take care of his own people. The Bible says he made all things beautiful in his own time. That is your God. He will come through for every one of us in Jesus' name. Now, by asking inconsistent with his word, his will and his purpose. If only you can learn the will of God, the purpose of God for you, and you are asking in line with that, your answer is automatic. By asking inconsistent with his word, by asking with understanding that all things that pertain to life and godliness have been made available for us to enjoy. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Now, by your obedience and a life pleasing to God, you will ask, you will receive anything you ask for. 1 John chapter 3 verse 22. If your life is pleasing unto him, and you are acting in obedience to the word of the Lord, you are acting in obedience to the word of the Lord, then I assure you, you will receive it. You will receive whatever you have asked for. God is not a man. He's not a man that can lie. If God says, I assure you, it means he assures you that you will receive it. By receiving in faith, what has been given, and we shall have it. Mark chapter 11, 22 to 24. Let's quickly go through this. Mark 11, 22 to 24. Mark 11, 22 to 24. He said, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Can we go? For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, your faith must be intact in God and the ability of God, and shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. Those things he said in the place of prayer, those things he has God in the secret place, he believed that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. God is committed to it, and he will do it in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, by asking and receiving until our joy become full, you will never be tired of asking. You will not be tired of receiving until your joy becomes full. And the Lord will strengthen us through the process in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, asking and receiving for our joy to be full can be likened to seed time and harvest time. Genesis 8:22. He said that as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, winter and summer, and all the rest, he said they cannot cease. They shall not cease. God is committed to it. But alas, I have seen people pray, but the answer is yet to come. Alas, I've seen people sowing, but the seed, the harvest does not come. Why? Because it's a covenant. It says, seed time and harvest shall not cease. That means, ordinarily, for everyone that sow, that go out weeping, carrying precious seed, supposed to return with joy, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the harvest. But something may happen along the line. Something may happen along the line. Matthew chapter 13, from verse 1 downward, talk about the parable of the sower. But I'm interested in verse 4. Verse 4. Matthew 13, verse 4. You know, the seed were dropping in different places. But there is one that dropped. He said, and when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowl came and devoured them. Now, are we saying that this seed has been sown successfully? No. That is why. If this sower is expecting any harvest to come, he's a joker. Because he has not sown successfully. He dropped on the wayside. And the evil bird were washing. And they came and picked it up. So what harvest will this man be expecting? Can we rise up on our feet? Let's rise up on our feet. And lift our right hand to the Lord. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask, O God, everywhere and every life under the sound of my voice here today that appears to be unfruitful, every land that appears to be, every life that is unfruitful, why? Because of operation of the enemy. The life has been added up. It cannot produce anything. The life has been cursed. It cannot produce any fruit. The evil birds are always watching over this life, and they are picking up every seed that this life is sowing. I come by grace, and I come by the precious blood of Jesus, and I decree, every satanic bird in operation over your life, I command them to be slaughtered. In the name of Jesus, let them be slaughtered in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird that visits your land to pick up the seed you have sown, let them be slaughtered in the name of Jesus. They are cursed in the name of Jesus. I decree your life healed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Elijah brought salt to the root of that river. And he declared, he pronounced, he said, from this day, I pronounce you ill. And I come today by the precious blood of Jesus, and I pronounce the healing of God over every life here today in the name of Jesus Christ. From today you will sow and you will reap in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not sow and for others to reap in the name of Jesus Christ. Your sowing will not be in vain anymore in the name of Jesus. Your asking and your labor in the place of prayer will never go in vain anymore in the name of Jesus. Your lives are blessed in the name of Jesus. Your sowings are blessed in the name of Jesus. You will always sow successfully in the name of Jesus. And your efforts will never fail in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You can sit down. Have your seat, please. Now, if it is done successfully, then the harvest is sure. Receiving is the harvest. That is the result that leads to the fullness of joy. There is no fullness of joy without the result. Because every other thing are processed, they are labor. But where the joy comes is when the result begins to appear. When the harvest comes. When there is bounty. When the land begins to yield and produce. That is what leads to the fullness of joy. Are we together? So, receiving the harvest is very key. Seeing the result is very key. And I decree, by the mercies of the Lord, every one of us here, everyone under the sound of my voice, you begin to see outstanding results for all your labor in the name of Jesus Christ. It is your season of harvest in the name of Jesus. Bountiful harvest in the name of Jesus. It takes only successful sowing to deliver the harvest. Therefore, we need to rise up against every scheme and forces that can render our sowing unsuccessful. Where do we do that? It's still in the place of prayer. So that your sowing will not be a waste. So that your labor will not be in vain. You stand against the schemes of the devil to render your labor, your sowing, unsuccessful. Now, there is a beautiful sequence I want us to look at here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. As we are rounding off, my time is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 from verse 16. Let's just look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. There's a sequence there that we need to follow. Rejoice evermore is the starting point. No matter what happens, no matter where you are now, rejoice evermore. That's the starting point. Before you even engage in any prayer, rejoice evermore. Next one. This leads you into the next one. Pray without ceasing. Children of God, be confident, be bold, be encouraged to pray to your Father. There's an assurance of an answer to his children. He said, ask and you shall receive until your joy become full. Pray without ceasing. And as you pray and pray, you know the result? He said, in everything, even while waiting for your answer, in everything, give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And as you do this, your joy shall become full in the name of Jesus Christ. Your joy shall become full in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for your word. We give you all the praise and the glory. We ask, O God, you are the giver of joy. And beginning from this moment, Lord, let great joy be accomplished in the life of every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be open heaven of great joy in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that will make our joy to be full, I decree that it is initiated by the blood of Jesus Christ. Right now, in the name of Jesus, it will continue in the name of Jesus. Reasons for joy and celebration will continue in every life here today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for the answers to our prayers. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church. Behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja. On Instagram at TCI_Abuja. Or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.